basically, the question that we ask ourselves is, what if we brought everybody together? There's so many groups and so many people doing so many good things, so many people doing great buildings. And, you know, what if we just brought them all together in 24 hours? You know, what kind of magical stuff would happen?
Hi, this is Matthew Cutler-Welsh with the Passive House Accelerator, and thanks for tuning in to this special episode of the Passive House Podcast, where we'll be discussing the upcoming Reimagine Buildings 24, a 24-hour, around-the-world, global online conference. On this episode, I'm joined by some of the Passive House Accelerator team, who are working hard to put together this unique and incredible event. This is an awesome opportunity to go behind the scenes and see some of what the team is up to. To find out more about the event, head on over to PassiveHouseAccelerator.com. So I've got Zach Semke here on the line and also Michael Ingwe. Thank you both for joining us. How are you, Zach?
I'm great, Matthew. How are you doing?
Good, good. And Michael, good to see you.
Nice seeing you as well.
So it might sound a bit cheesy, but the clock is ticking. We're on the way towards the reimagined 24-hour event. You guys feeling excited?
Yeah, absolutely. And like holding on with fingernails a little bit as we're getting everything organized. But yeah, it's super exciting right now.
Yeah.
And I'd say what's fun about it is, you know, we put a number of feelers out there and we were hoping that people would jump on. We'd hoping that speakers would come in, hoping that groups would join, and everyone said yes. So it's become quite a fun experience.
And just on that, by everyone, we're talking more than just the Passive House community that turns up to Accelerator Lives.
That's right. Yeah. Well, in terms of community partners who we're working with on the conference, we have the Passive House Institute and FIAS and IFA affiliates around the world. But we're also partnering with the International Living Future Institute and the USGBC, the AIA, New York State, and you know, dozens of other really awesome organizations. And so this is a conference certainly centered in Passive House practice. I mean, we are the Passive House Accelerator, but this is about more. It's understanding that to build climate resilient zero carbon buildings, we need to do the operational carbon piece. That's what Passive House is so amazing at, as well as the embodied carbon piece and electrifying everything and clean energy and really looking at health and circularity. All of those themes are ones that we're going to be exploring in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking explicitly about American Institute of Architects. Having groups like that on board and participating definitely speaks to me that this is more that, it's taking Passive House a lot more mainstream, a lot more out to the general industry and what it can provide in terms of lower carbon. Hey, while I've got both of you leading figures in the accelerator, we've covered off kind of a little bit about what the event is, but let's go back behind the scenes a little bit. Why are you doing this?
It's Michael's fault.
Yeah, we blame Michael.
I got to tell you, but it fits the accelerator really well. It's super easy.
Yeah, right.
For you.
Exactly. I come up with the idea and then walk away. But basically, the question that we ask ourselves is, what if we brought everybody together? There's so many groups and so many people doing so many good things, so many people doing great buildings. And, what if we just brought them all together in 24 hours? You know, what kind of magical stuff would happen? It's not just the presentations, but it's all the networking between them. It's also bringing in people just outside of our circles, whether it's International Living Future or Passive House or a lead, there's just a whole bunch of people just outside of this who want to do high performance buildings. And that's where the AIA comes in.
Yeah.
And that's where a whole bunch of other groups come in. Metropolis Magazine is going to be our partner on this as well. And it's just cool to get everybody in one spot, really learning actionable items that they can take away from multiple building types. They get to take it away that day and use it right away.
Yeah. A lot there. By one spot, we're really talking temporally, one time, the 24-hour period, because it is truly a global event. And I think that's one of the things that does make it unique is that, you know, we often go to a conference or, you know, we've all been to conferences where everyone travels and is there for a period of time. And there's usually a bit of a focus on, naturally, on that local setting and what's going on in that space, local geographic area. But this is truly, you know, doing a trip around the world in 24 hours that's open to anyone everywhere. And to have a look at what's going on. And I've seen this myself through in-person events, but also watching lives. Like I'm really interested in passive house in warm climates, for example. And there's no point in us in my part of the world, in New Zealand and even Australia, reinventing the wheel when there's so much good work that I know is going on in places like Spain or in Texas, in you know, other warmer climates around the world, even in parts of Asia now. So what a fantastic opportunity for people everywhere to find someone somewhere else in the world with a similar climate who's probably already solved a problem that you might be facing.
Definitely. Yeah. So the conference kicks off at noon Eastern on Thursday, March 7th and closes at noon Eastern on Friday, March 8th. And so it kind of has it's going to have sort of a New York base at the opening and closing. And I should mention that NYSERDA, the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, is a massively important partner on this conference. They're the stakeholder partner for it. And so we'll be, you know, we're going to be sharing the buildings of excellence and all sorts of other really cool New York projects at the top of the conference. But we're going to be, yeah, like you say, we're going to be going around the world. We're working with the Institute, the Latin American Passive House Institute, ELAF. So we're going to have this beautiful project from. Just outside of Buenos Aires on the delta of the river there. It's just absolutely stunning with local materials, passive house. It's on stilts, so it's dealing with, you know, it's like climate ready for seasonal flooding, but also, you know, rising tides. We're also working with the Plataforma Educación Passive House, this Spanish passive house organization. I mean, passive house has just been going gangbusters in Spain, thanks to in no small part to PEP. We're partnering closely with them on programming that includes a zero energy passive house pod kind of that is designed for the Spanish military, and that's going to be it's on its way. There's one of them is on its way to the Antarctic to Spain's research center. There's a beautiful project in Bhutan that's not passive house certified, but is very very high performance, driven by passive house, and has all sorts of beautiful vernacular pieces to it. It's designed by Holst Architecture. I mean, just so many. There's no way we could possibly go through all of the different projects. But you're right; they're in all different climate zones, different cultures and countries. And I think that's. I mean, I think that's a big piece of why we're doing this is that there is this globe. Like, we are, you know, we have major challenges, as we all know, with climate, with the climate crisis and all sorts of other crises, right? But there is this movement of solution makers in buildings that are making a massive difference already and can lead the way for mass adoption of these principles that will allow us to you know, be more resilient to what's coming and also to battle climate change. And there are all sorts of, like, Passive House is one approach, but there are other really important approaches that we are looking forward to platform on the conference.
Yeah, I think that's an exciting aspect of partnering with those other organizations and looking at what people like Living Futures are doing and LEED. And, you know, because a lot of us, at the end of the day, want to achieve very similar things in terms of sustainability. It makes a lot of sense to learn. And we hear the story all the time, Zach, on the pod, where people's professional journeys often start in with LEED or with some sort of green building certification. They end up at Passive House to achieve a part of what they want to do. But, you know, it still goes back to those roots, and there are still other aspects of some of those other systems and tools that can be really useful for solving particularly the carbon challenge, which is really exciting.
Just to come back to what we're saying in terms of these buildings and these locations and bringing these individuals together, which would be very difficult to do in person or if we had someone fly to one location or a different location. But the way that the conference is set up and the way the sessions are being set up by the team is it's how, you know, what are you building? How did you design it? What are you doing? What were your solutions? And sharing those broadly, it is it's going to be really hard to learn this much from such really interesting people doing fantastic work, other than just holding on for 24 hours. You don't have to. You don't have to for 24 hours.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You don't have to.
We got to like say that. Well, some of us are going to be up for 24 hours, and we're going to we'll have some prizes for people who stick it out. But that's not our expectation. Is not that people do that. So we've also been really looking at these different regions of basically the Americas and New Zealand, Australia, Asia, and Europe and Africa as kind of different regions of audience. And we've been really careful to think about when are people in these regions awake, and how can we create both an experience where they're seeing really inspiring local and regional work, but also global work. So rest assured, you can just take in what you want to take in when you're awake during the day, if you choose, and you'll have access to the recordings after the, you know, as with your conference pass. So
So if you want to,
no worries.
If you want to hang out for 24 hours with Zach, you're welcome to.
Yes, exactly. I think Sean St. Amour is definitely going to be one of the diehards. I think there are others.
But there's going to be some real coffee being had.
There's a lot of caffeine. I hope going.
Michael, you're going to stay up, right?
Oh yeah.
Just to close up, we'll share details, make sure everyone can get the information they need in terms of registration and all the details. And of course, there's some great videos now. You can have a quick look and share amongst other people, really spread the word about this fantastic event. But just to close out, Michael, you started the Accelerator. You were one of the initiators of the Accelerator a few years ago, but how are you hoping that this ties into that mission of what the Accelerator was set up for?
Yeah, I think it ties together quite nicely where the Accelerator was originally designed to bring all these groups together, start sharing, and individuals together, start sharing what they knew so that we could lower the bar to everyone else who wanted to come into it and wanted to learn. And everybody wants it, which is great. We've got a lot of architects and engineers and consultants dying to share what they know. And so the Accelerator was originally designed for it. I think the lives do a great job with that. Obviously, the podcasts do a great job with that. And this is just one step forward. And it's 24 hours and it's condensed. But it's also, I think magical things are going to happen during the event. There's the people who are going to be talking during the event. It'll be a robust experience, and it's going to be fun to see what comes out of it.
So, welcome, Kara and Kim. Great to have you on this special episode.
especially welcome to you, Kari. You're usually behind the scenes. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
For those that, well, most people won't have heard your voice, but may have heard about you, what's your role at the Accelerator?
I'm the digital content coordinator at the Accelerator. I'm also, I think, maybe the newest team member to our tiny but mighty team.
Tiny but mighty, absolutely. And doing a stellar job helping out with our regular podcast and a whole bunch of other stuff. So great to have you on the mic.
Yeah, excited to be here.
And Kim, great to see you again. Of course, Kim, you've been involved doing a lot of wrangling of that mighty but small team as well. Much appreciated. How would you describe your role at the Accelerator?
Nice to be here. So I manage programming. I'm programming manager here at the Accelerator. And when I'm not working on this Reimagine Buildings conference, I generally am helping to plan logistics for our weekly live events, our component spotlights, and all sorts of other kind of behind the scenes events.
Plus, it's been great to have you come along to some of the in-person events. You were in Houston last year, and before that, I think you attended a couple of events as well.
Yeah, I think my first conference with the Accelerator was FiestCon in Chicago, and it was a lot of fun to finally meet everybody in person.
Indeed, it was. All right, we're going to talk about, we are talking about another very special event, Reimagine Buildings, and that's the reason why we've got you to come on and talk about some of the nuts and bolts of this really exciting, dense program that we've got going on. So, Kim, we talked to Zach and Michael about some of the presenters and some of the purpose of the program. What else is going on apart from people just presenting?
So I'm really focused on managing the overall logistics of the event. And then a big piece of what I'm doing is to help with our virtual platform. It was really important to us from the beginning to try and maintain the kind of community collaborative aspect of our live events on a much greater scale with this conference. So we will have lots of, we'll have our main stage sessions with our speakers that are in our agenda, but we'll also have a lot of opportunities for breakout rooms, one-on-one networking. We'll have an expo hall with manufacturers, two different trade shows, live chat, just like different lounges and places where folks can hang out. For example, new students or new practitioners, just kind of like different places where you can hopefully find community in the Passivhaus world.
So what's the platform look like? Because I mean, I've attended some sort of virtual conferences a few years ago when we were just getting used to working online. Do you have a sense of how the networking will work in a virtual world?
Yeah, so we're building the networking piece right into our programming. So each hour we'll have a theme, and then we'll have about 50 minutes of presentations, and we'll have some networking opportunities kind of built into that 50-minute piece. So
awesome.
We'll either send people to different breakout rooms to have a certain discussion, or we'll do the kind of one-on-one speed networking, things like that.
Nice.
But hopefully it will really help to break up the fact that we're all online for possibly a very long time. So.
Yeah. So it sounds like there'd be a bit of semi-structured sort of facilitated networking, as well as opportunities for people just to kind of reach out to people informally.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. And I think you mentioned students there. What are the opportunities for students during the conference?
So one thing that's really important to Michael and Zach kind of putting this all together was to make sure that anyone, regardless of financial constraints, could attend the conference. So we do have a student and scholarship rate if anyone is interested. I'm sure the email will be in the show notes, but it's rb24@passivhausaccelerator.com. And
awesome.
Then we will have lots of opportunities for networking and connecting on the platform for students.
That's great. And I know a lot of people listening to this show are involved with institutions or have connections, maybe as a lecturer or as a guest tutor. So if you do have contact with an organization that has architecture students or building students or anyone related to the industry, then please let them know about that, because we really want to encourage as many people along. And those future generations really, really important to what we're trying to achieve. So that's a great initiative. Cara, let's move on to some of the support behind RB24. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the sponsors?
Yeah, we have a great group of sponsors so far supporting the conference. Our stakeholder sponsor is NYSERDA, and we're super thankful for their support. And then we have signature sponsors, 475 Supply, Belizo, Icon Windows and Doors, Initech, Longboard, Minotaur, Partel, Proclima, Prosico, Source 2050, and Zola Windows. And by the time the conference is on, we might have a few more. There is availability if you are interested in, or if anyone listening is interested in becoming a signature sponsor. Please feel free to email us at rb24@passivehouseaccelerator.com. I'll put that email in show notes. We also have a new media partner that's really exciting with Metropolis Magazine. We're super excited to be partnering with them. And they're going to actually be kind of like live Instagramming, live blogging the event over on their Instagram, which will be exciting. And we have a great group of community partners. I think we have over 30 plus. So I'll just name a few: AIA, New York State, U.S. Green Building Council, PHI, FIAS, Builders for Climate Action, International Living Future Institute, and there's a bunch of other Passive House chapters from all over the globe that are supporting the conference. And I think a lot of them will be attending as well, which is going to be great for networking options.
Yeah.
There.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really all of those things are really amazing. So we've got sponsors which obviously help us put everything on and do all the work. But those community partners is fantastic, and I'm really excited to have organizations like Green Building and Living Futures, because this is centered around Passive House, but it's much bigger than just Passive House. So we've got ZebEx there, Shift Zero, some of these other organizations that are really looking at the carbon challenge and global climate change around the world. So really exciting to see that. And that, of course, is the whole point of the accelerator is to increase the size of the movement and the momentum as well all around the world. So awesome stuff. So you mentioned workshops. How are those workshops going to work?
Well, after, like Kim said, there will be 50 minutes of presentations, and then at the end of every hour for 10 minutes, there will be an opportunity to go and see a new sponsor's booth, and a sponsor will host each hour. And it's going to be like if you've ever joined a component spotlight, it's going to be kind of like a mini component spotlight where you'll be able to interact with our sponsors and get to ask them questions. And it'll be just a really cool opportunity, again, to like network, get to know them, learn about some new products.
Awesome. Yeah. So such an important stuff as well. It's not just a sales pitch of products, but it's really linking how those products can be put into a project and to get the most benefit out of it, and really dig down. I mean, anyone who's attended Alive will know that they can get pretty deep and technical, which is good. But we're gonna string a whole bunch of those together and have a condensed version. And I'm looking forward to going back to the networking, Kim. We talked yesterday with Zach and Michael yesterday, my time, about learning from what other people are doing around the world. So I really want to encourage
everywhere, everyone, wherever they are, to get involved, because I think this is a great opportunity to learn about what's happening in similar places and connect with people who have already solved problems that architects or design teams might be facing. So all of this will help facilitate those type of connections.
Yeah, and with that, I've been doing a lot of the kind of speaker sessions to go through the presentation. So I have been really cool to kind of be a part of that and help shaping the programming. And I just want to say a huge thank you to our speakers. We have over 80 people who have signed on and are super busy and making time for this because they know how important it is. So
yeah,
it's great for them to have time to share their expertise with our community.
Well, I want to do a big thanks to both of you, because I know there's a huge amount of work that is going on behind the scenes and will continue to go on right up through and then probably a little bit after as well, because this is it's a big undertaking, pretty unique and also really exciting. So thank you both, and all the best. I hope it goes really well.
Thank you.
Thank you. If there's a coffee sponsor out there.
Yeah,
a slot.
Yeah.
Still to be taken?
Yes, reach out.
Because you guys are going to need it.
Yes, we are.
Definitely.
Nice. Welcome, team. We've got a great gathering here. We've got Mary, Ilka, and Jay, all part of the Accelerator team. Let's start with you, Mary. How are you, firstly?
I'm great.
Well, so we're here talking about reimagined buildings and what we're working on, what we're excited about. So, starting, what are you working on at the moment specifically for reimagined?
Well, I've done a couple of interviews with some of the community partners, including Rosalia Garcia from PEP, which is the Passive House Association in Spain. And it's just so great to hear about the support that we're getting back in terms of reimagined buildings. And also, yeah, of course, about all the projects that are going on there in Spain, the they're going to have a live event in association with RB24, as we refer to it here. And it's a retrofit, which one of the topics that I'm always more excited about. And there's so much retrofit content coming up at RB24. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Great.
And I'm also working on our upcoming magazine issue with Jay, which is just going to be a tiny taste of all the amazing content that Reimagined Buildings is going to have, because we couldn't possibly fit. I mean, it would be 5 issues at one time if we were trying to fit all the content that Reimagined Buildings has into our issue. So that's what I'm doing.
Awesome. Jay, tell us more about your contribution. You're doing lots of writing at the moment.
Yes, absolutely. Similar to Mary, I've been reaching out to some of our presenters for RB24 and just getting a little bit more in depth. And hopefully these articles will be coming out just before RB24, so you can get a little taste of what they're going to be presenting on. In particular, I've spoken with Anne-Marie Fallon of Archetype about Scottish schools and some of the policy changes that have happened in Scotland, which is very, very interesting and hopefully can be replicated in other countries. I also had a really, really great conversation with Armand Graham, who's an architect based in New Jersey, and Chris Hamm of Timber Age, about Timber Age, which is, they're making mass timber, basically entire mass timber panels. And Armand is building his own house up in Socrates, which is in the Hudson Valley, using these panels. And that's a really, really fantastic project. Lloyd Alter will be speaking with, what was his name? Kyle Hansen of Timber Age during RB24. So I think there's a lot of excitement about that. I saw them first at the PHN conference back this fall and was absolutely just stunned at how cool that that company is. So I was really happy to actually get to speak with them.
So are you doing, you're helping out with some of the presentations. Are you going to be writing articles on some of that stuff as well?
I am. I'm not going to be helping out. I'm the guy who likes to hide behind the scenes.
we drag you into the front of the microphone when we can.
That's true. This is, you know, number three. I think. So, but usually, you know, I'm sitting here in my room surrounded by books and just typing away. But I don't know. I'm very excited for RB24. I know a couple of people I've interviewed for previous articles, Sarah Bayer, Emma Osmondson. She's going to be speaking about St. Sidwell's, which I've wanted to write about for quite some time, but still haven't managed to reach out to her. But yeah, it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Awesome. And Ilka, what are you working on at the moment?
Well, I am working on specifically hour 14, which is at my time. It's going to be 1 o'clock at night, but I'll try to stay up, of course, to see everyone presenting. But what I've been doing is basically, so this hour 14 is a lot of it is dedicated to global projects. And I've been reaching out and connecting everyone to basically present their projects. And I'm really excited about seeing a little bit more about what's going on in Mongolia as well as in India. So that's going to be really interesting. And part of the hour is also Vince Martinez. He is with Architecture 2030. And he actually went to COP28 in Dubai this year or last year. And I hope that we'll find out a little bit more about that as well.
Because hour 14 will be the very respectable time of 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Melbourne, Sydney, eastern coast of Australia. So, I think there'll be lots of people that are interested in that content, and it won't be the middle of the night for them. So that's the great thing about the 24-hour schedule is that it's always going to be daytime somewhere.
I wish everyone could actually see the big schedule, this big grid.
It's pretty
packed. Of it's 24 packed. Hours with all these different time slots within each hour's. Everything related to all these different time zones. It's pretty crazy to look at and very, very impressive what Kim and Zach and everyone has been working on for the last few months.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that localization and, like I say, that what's relevant in those time zones, but also learning what's going on in other relevant and similar climate zones. You mentioned, learning what's going on in Scotland. Scotland's doing some amazing things at the moment, and then jumping down to India and, you know, what seems to be a completely different part of the world, but all reaching for similar goals. I'm really excited for the warmer parts around where I am here in New Zealand, but also even warmer parts in Australia, learning from the successes in other warm climates around the world, because we don't really have time to be repeating the same mistakes. And there's so much learning that's already happened and experience that's really one of the great benefits of this global event is reaching out and finding out what's already, all the problems that have already been solved, and how that can be transferred to other places as quickly as possible.
Well, there's quite a bunch of contributions from the Latin American Passive House Institute as well. I'm really, really excited about that. There's some really great projects.
Yeah. Mary, any particular, you mentioned a couple of items, but are there any particular projects that you're interested in?
Well,
about?
Just going back to your last point, this in Spain, people might think of Spain as having one climate. But in fact, just like in California, there's a range of climates in Spain. And as you were saying, they're, they've already solved a lot of the problems because Passive House has more of a presence in Spain, certainly, than in California. And so that's one of the, and they're going to be presenting, I think, 5 projects from there, including one that's a research pod for Antarctica. So I'm super excited about that. Plus, they're going to be talking about what policies have propelled the success of Passive House in Spain. So, yeah, very interested in that.
Jay, did you want to close off with anything?
I'm excited to see this whole thing come together because I think Ilka's already said when you see the big spread, it is you realize how massive of an undertaking this is, and I'm just excited to learn about all of these different places that maybe I haven't focused on enough, and just to really expand my horizons and learn a lot more. I'm just excited about the whole thing.
Thank you all for your work behind the scenes. As you said, Jay, there's a lot going on. Also doing some really great work, and we're all really excited to be there. So look forward to seeing you during the event. Thank you.
Join us for Reimagine Buildings 24, March 7th and 8th. Over the course of 24 hours, we'll circumnavigate the globe, unveiling a new innovative building project every hour, complete with actionable solutions and lessons learned. Enjoy TED-style presentations from over 80 industry leaders, experts in Passive House, Living Building Challenge, Well Buildings, and more. Also earn AIA credits. RB24 live program sessions will be submitted for AIA CEs in partnership with AIA New York State. Student scholarship rate tickets are available to ensure that everyone, regardless of financial constraints, can be part of RB24. Email RB24, that's RB the number 24, at passivehouseaccelerator.com. Thanks to NYSERDA for being the stakeholder sponsor of RB24. Register now and use the promo code PODCAST for 20% off.